ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a geek.
Bri, whatever you do, don't just do that same old. Well, it's only bloody us again, isn't it?
All right, yeah. Fine. I'll chat. I'll swap it up this
so
time.
So sick. And don't do it like adverts or radio or anything
all
like
right,
that.
All right, fine.
Just bring us in normally.
Just something really good, though. Tasteful.
Yeah, a bit of character.
Class.
Yeah.
Well, you've just done the intro there for me. Thanks, lads. Ah, all right, everyone. It's us again. 8 Days a Geek. Back
Jesus.
Here for another installment. So we're doing Kenobi. You know, wouldn't bother sticking around for this one because the lads have already said I can't be me, you know. Just this oppression that's going on here.
Hey. Do 5 seconds of you right now.
Oh, hello, you blooming people over in Podland. Oh, thanks.
You feel better?
I just need to get that out. It's just,
yeah,
it was,
that is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's kind of my thing. I think people, they expect to hear that. Why would we want to mess with the medium when it's already set in stone?
Okay, speaking in a weird way, but fine.
Thanks. Anyway, yeah. Hey, everyone. It's us again, the old Three Dag Boys, and we're here for another installment. And just in the nick of time, as always, with the new 6-part series, or is it a 6-part series called Kenobi? Sorry, I have to jump in the gun. Of Kenobi, and I am Benjamin Pryor, and I'm joined here with...
AJ Jenks.
And...
Kenobi!
Oh, this is that little burble in his throat there from the bit.
I swear, it's a thing.
Gauze just at the back.
Yeah, a little bit of gauze there.
My name is Christopher Weeks.
Nice, lads. I mean, what a time to be alive. We're here talking about Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did you think this would happen 3 years
ago? We've done this.
No. Did you think we would be here talking about Kenobi 3 years ago?
What, episodes 3 and 4?
Yeah, specifically.
Unlikely. Did we know each other 3 years ago? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But the world hadn't ended and we weren't doing the pod? No.
No, probably not.
No.
We were doing very well.
I say the odds were stacked against this situation.
Yeah, and we've got, 2 episodes here today, as we did
riffing.
Last week.
He's riffing.
Two
it,
episodes.
Listen.
I just feel like he was counting on his fingers.
We did one and two last week, or was it the week before?
No, it was last week.
Last week we did one and two. This week we've got 3 and 4. Oh, I mean,
yeah, where's that poster?
It's just in the it's in the mill, just sort of. it needs to be pickled, and then it'll be ready, and we'll put it out.
Of course. Yeah.
Cool. Just in time for series two.
Series two of Kenobi the Fourth. Go on, Jenks, take it away. Sorry, I'm still in my radio. And now for the news. Go on, Jenks.
You're not going to talk anymore?
No, I've done my bit.
Wow, that's it. He's done. This is what he used to be like. Do you remember?
Oh, it was great, wasn't it? Do you remember when I used to just not say anything? And it was just bliss, wasn't it?
Right, then.
Oh, well, right, okay. We'll ignore that. But
yeah, we're talking about Obi-Wan Kenobi Part 3 and Part 4.
Are we?
Yeah, both again directed by Deborah Chow. She directed all of this, but
we said that last week.
A few different writers this time on these two episodes.
Yeah, I had a go at this one.
Yeah, you did this one, so we've already said it. So,
a little bit of venom there.
Not venom.
Getting a bit angry of Weeks butting in there.
We all do our jobs,
on.
Don't we?
Come on.
And here we go. And here we go. We're off and running.
It's a bad start, lads.
That's from Only Fools and Horses. Say no. The TV then blows up.
Good.
You get that, Chris?
Yeah, yeah.
he
likes Only Fools and Horses, does Chris?
I do, to be fair.
He knows. God. He knows. Right then, part three. Now... Just before we start, any differences from part one and part two? Now, you both watched them on separate days, the first two episodes. Did anything change with these two?
Well, I did watch this one on the same day.
Which one?
Same day as what?
Three. So I watched this all in one go.
You watched this single episode in one go.
Yeah, yeah. Just
you didn't take a random break in the middle of episode.
You're misunderstanding what I'm meaning here.
Oh, go on, mate. Go on. Say it again.
So the first two episodes came out at the same time.
Yeah.
Neither of you watched them at all the way through.
No.
Back now, to back.
On the day
I did watch this one all the way through.
Okay, wait. On the day that so when part three came out, did you watch it on the day that it came out? Or did you leave it and let it settle and watch it a day or 2 days after?
I would not leave it. It's dangerous territory to leave Kenobi. You know, it's
I would not leave it. I would never leave it behind.
I didn't like that. Didn't like that at all. It's dangerous. If you leave it, you're just opening yourself up for spoilers.
So both these episodes you watched on the day they came out.
Yeah, this one I did watch all at once as well.
Chris, what about you?
Yeah, same. I watched them both on the day they came out, and I did watch them all the way through.
Yes!
That's a thing. But yeah, I was like, you know, being on Twitter in the morning or something, and you start to see stuff come in, and you go, no, no.
Yeah.
Especially after the cliffhanger, it wasn't really a cliffhanger, was it? We already knew what was going on. But I didn't want any spoilers or anything like that, so I watched it as soon as I could. Part three, I watched a little bit under the weather.
It was outside and it was raining.
Yeah, only a bit of me, though. I won't say which bit. But yeah, I was feeling that. a little bit.
He's watching it. His knob just out the window.
It's the only way to live.
Laptop in hand.
Cool. Better keep this undercover.
Where is this little fella? That's all the air he can get.
Still not clean.
Oh,
but yeah.
Goodness.
No, I was feeling a little bit dodge, which I think fed into my enjoyment of the episode, because I was already like a sweating mess by the time it came on. And my God, by the time it finished. I was beside myself.
Were you? Well, episode four, that is.
No, episode four, forget that. Episode three.
Okay.
Don't want to jump the gun.
My stomach is growing. Right then, let's get straight into part three.
Cool.
On June the 1st, 2022, this came out.
I remember this well.
Now, what rooms were you both sitting in when you watched this?
Bedroom.
Right.
This room.
That room, yeah.
Which room are you in? We don't know.
Don't worry about that.
I was in this room.
We'll let it be a secret to the listeners.
June 1st, 2022. A very different time.
The good old days.
Very different days. So, Vader instructs Reva to find Kenobi. Promising to promote her to the Grand Inquisitor. Now, the Grand Inquisitor is dead.
No, he's not.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we need to talk about, is that are they about to mess up canon because Rebels are still canon, or are they uncanonizing Rebels and this is now the way of the warrior?
The way of the warrior.
I don't think they would uncanonize Rebels. I think that's a bad move.
Do you?
They do that. Yeah. Because why would they go to the point of making it canon just to undo it a few years later? Like, it's nuts.
He makes a good point, Jenks.
Makes a good point. So you think the Grand Inquisitor is alive then?
Absolutely. Think about the storyline. Way more compelling if he's still alive. If he's dead and that's it, they know everyone's going to hate on it. So even if they've written that, they know by now that they're not going to let that happen.
Mm.
It's a bit late now that they've shot the whole thing.
No, I mean, like, it might be in a future series or something, you know.
Oh, fine.
What did you think about watching this whole scene of Vader becoming Vader again?
Delicious.
Seeing Hayden there marching around his castle.
It's like sweet nectar.
Oh, he looked in a bad way. Looked great in the armour, though.
Do you think we saw a bit too much of Vader, or...?
I don't think so yet. I know what you mean. It was a little bit like... just the shock of just seeing him in space.
Did you always find it weird that he was...
All right, Chris, sorry, you can't make your point there because
Sorry. Sorry, Weeks.
I mean, who knows what I was going to say? Who knows?
I'll go it back to
been,
it.
Could have been brilliant, but no, you go ahead, Bri.
Could have been like
he's on one tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you boys think it was kind of weird to see him a bit sort of chunkier around the neck and the
Excuse
head area?
Excuse me?
No, like...
Hayden or Vader?
I don't know what that means.
In armour or not?
Yeah,
in armour. So in the back to tank.
Yeah. I didn't think he was chunky.
I thought he was way bigger than...
Do you mean like Shred?
Anakin. Yeah, but also just
Mate,
like, you know...
Did you see Hayden in episode 3 when he got out of
the
bed?
He did look good, you know.
He was like toned, but he wasn't big. He wouldn't
toned?
Say like...
Toned?
Yeah, he was toned.
He was a bit more than toned there.
He wasn't big.
Ripped.
He was not. He was toned.
Shred.
To be fair, we do know he's been bulking up to play Vader to fill out the suit. Because that's a conversation that one of the stunts, you know, there's these three guys who are actually playing Vader. And they had a conversation saying that when Hayden showed up, he was absolutely stacked so that he could fill out the DV suit, despite not being like 6'7".
Yeah, I always just thought it was a weird...
Sorry, I feel like that man is ripped.
Oh, he does look good, doesn't he?
He is, but he's not big like Vader's
around the
sort
neck.
Of... Yeah, around the neck, he's like, you know, a bit more sort of... filled out and fat around the head and neck area.
Yeah, a bit more Bane-like, I suppose.
Yeah, Bane, that's it. That's a perfect...
But I never... looking at him then, it never crossed my mind, funnily enough. But I'm sure you're right, because I know that he's bulked up.
I never thought about that. That didn't come to my head.
Oh, well, I'm just odd then. But yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. I think it's because we saw... Well, we haven't seen that yet, so we'll get to it when we get to it, but just ignore me for now.
I know which bit you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mysterious.
So Vader's promising to promote Reva to Grand Inquisitor.
I know what it is you want.
Why do you think she's after Kenobi so much? What do you think's going on here?
Is she after Kenobi, or does she want Kenobi
exactly.
to take down Vader?
Yeah.
And then to take his place.
This is the new this is a new theory that's going on at the moment, that
a Star Wars theory, if you will.
Maybe Reva isn't as bad as we thought. Maybe she wants to join.
Ambitious, or
possibly.
I saw a thing today saying that she's going to get her own series. What?
Really?
No, surely not.
I mean, I like
you laugh
theories.
At that, do you, Pry?
Well, just Weeks is completely like, no, it's not going to happen. Get rid of it. Don't
Trust
want
me.
It. I actually really like the theories that she's, a covert operative sort of thing. Like, she was part of the Jedi, and that she isn't really all that dark. But I also prefer the idea that Weeks just said to us about her wanting to take Vader's place and using Kenobi to get that position. I think that's really clever, and if they do follow through with that, I think it'd be awesome.
It's more Star Wars, isn't it? Like, the other one is, she's Snape.
Absolutely.
I don't think she's Snape.
And although I hate to say it...
I'd quite like if she was Snape.
Oh, yeah?
Although I hate to say it, I feel like this is almost similar to Kylo Ren's arc, in a way.
Ugh.
And I know that you... Yeah, but just, you know, hear me out on this. You know, he... wanted to work with Rey, and he wanted to obviously take
you
down...
You can't work with me. You can't work with me, right?
I'm the bloody king. No one works with me. You won't fool me.
For everyone at home, that's an Only Fools and Horses reference there. wanted to take down Snoke and work with Rey in that aspect. And so it kind of... If they do decide to cut... He's a
still
nightmare.
Having a game.
That's stupid. I've forgotten that Rey is Rey.
Oh, you thought it was Rey Parker, didn't you?
Rey Farker?
Farker,
Farquad.
Yeah. Lord Farquad. Lord
Some
Farquad.
Of you may die, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. That's Rey Winston as Lord Farquad.
Oh, I thought it was called Rey Parker. Where am I getting that name from?
Ray Park, who played Darth Maul.
Yeah, you're thinking.
Oh, that's
Park.
What it is.
Right.
Yeah,
it's come full circle. It always does. It's back to Star Wars.
It rhymes.
My name's Darth Maul. Right.
Rhymes.
Anyway, my point is just lost in the
what is your
point? What were you saying, bro?
It doesn't matter anymore, does it? It really doesn't matter.
Oh, you
matter.
Were saying something
about Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
No one cares.
He wanted to be Snape or something like that.
Snape!
He does have the look of Snape.
He does have a Snapey look, doesn't he?
Yeah. Awfully Snapey.
Well, yeah, cheers for that, Pry.
That's very... He's still there.
Think on't, eh? Think on't.
It's not over yet, is it?
That nearly came out.
Oh.
Ghastly. So, yeah. Kenobi and Leia's transport then lands on the mining planet Mapuzo.
Mapuzo.
What do you think of Mapuzo?
It's got the word poo in it.
He knows. Doesn't he, Chris? He knows.
He does.
They go, he's got a point. However, he has got a point.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. It's not like the most impressive planet, is it?
Sandy for me.
Well, it's a bit sandy in a weird sort of way. Sandy in a grassy way.
Yeah. Grassy.
Classic.
Sandy.
Yeah, you know.
Way.
I hate grass. It's coarse. Rough. It gets everywhere.
Why couldn't they just go to a bit of a watery planet? Where's the moisture in the galaxy lately?
Well, look, there's obviously a shortage.
There really
is. There's a drought.
Bloody hell.
Chris liked that, and he really didn't want to laugh. He didn't want to give me the satisfaction. He's like, I'm not.
That's economy. Look, this is not a show about economy. Boba Fett was about economy. This is not about economy.
You're right. I'm a fool to myself there.
I'm a fool.
So they're apparently meant to be meeting someone.
Yeah.
And the information has been provided by Haja. The guy that we met in the last
episode.
The
fake Jedi.
Yeah, fake Jedi.
Nice
guy. And just before they get to the rendezvous point, suddenly Obi-Wan Kenobi sees Anakin, but Jedi Anakin. Oh, boys.
But like haunted corpse Jedi Anakin.
Yeah.
Wasn't that wonderful?
It was great.
I wish there'd been a couple of more of those, you know.
Yeah, I was hoping that we'd see more.
I feel like there's going to be.
Yeah, so do I.
But this is the point that I was talking about mostly. When I saw him like this, and I know that you knew that I was talking about that, Jinx. When I saw him like this, I immediately was just thinking about him in episode 3. And then when I was thinking back to the Vader in the Bacta tank, I was thinking, oh, it's just so different physically. To me, that's how I saw it.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because Vader should be like withered, I suppose, shouldn't he? He should be stronger. Stronger!
Yeah.
He should be a withered version of Anakin.
Like, how's he had time to put that mass on? I don't understand.
I mean, really been doing is eating and probably being fed liquids.
That's true, actually. He's in zero G, isn't he? Because he's just been floating.
Yeah.
Go get that down, yet. I'll do you the world a good that.
That suit's heavy, so he's probably been fed like protein paste.
I know what he's had. He's had your grenade bars, hasn't he?
He's probably on those grenade
delicious
bars.
Delicious.
Yeah.
He can afford them now.
Oh, he can now.
On that Empire salary. Oh, no.
He's a Sith Lord now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's money right there.
I wanted to ask, what do we get paid?
Whatever he wants.
I wanted to ask, what do we think of the voice, lads?
Of James L. Jones?
Yeah, Vader voice.
I think it's good, you know. I think it's really good. I'm not entirely sure. I know the jury's out on exactly what's happening. Is it Hayden's voice through whatever that bloody software is called to make it sound like James L. Jones?
That's what people are saying. So I think it sounds almost spot on. And it's really
good. It sounds better than Rogue One.
Amazing. It sounds way better. And I think they've really worked hard to get this voice as close to James L. Jones as possible.
Yeah.
But I also like that it's slightly different. It reminds me a lot of A New Hope Vader.
They don't have salaries.
Celery?
Salaries.
As in, to put on any muscle.
Okay.
That's good, isn't it? Nice bit of dead air for the people listening.
Carry on with what you were saying.
No, tell us more about their salaries.
They don't have any salaries. They're joining a religion.
Well, where's the money come from?
Well, I'm sure that there's people...
Benefactors, you know.
Yeah, benefactors.
Benefactors.
Private donations.
We just be honest, the
benefactor
empire.
And private.
Oh, ben lovely.
Prior.
That's good. They extort people, don't they? That's what they do.
What do you mean?
No, they're not. They're not. No, they don't do that.
The Empire, of course they do.
Oh, I thought you meant Sith Lords.
For goodness sake.
Oh, the
Empire
is up to all
Empire sorts. They're just a bank, basically, aren't they?
I don't like that Empire, you know.
They're a rough bunch.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They're a bit too rough for me, if you ask me.
I don't think they can be too rough.
How? Yeah, exactly. So, so there's no one there at the revenue point. So they meet this fishy fella.
No, he's a mole.
He's a mole. Do you know who it's
Is
played
he a
by?
Mole? Yeah,
of course he's a mole.
I
he's got
knew
the
I recognise that voice. You
star
know,
star nose.
It's only Zach Braff.
And I've listened again, and I thought, oh yeah,
he's got a little star nose. He's got little digging hands, and I'm pretty sure that's his job as well, isn't it? Scavenging.
What, to be a mole? Oh, yeah, he works in the quarry, doesn't he?
Yeah, because it's a mining facility, so I think that's kind of what they took the influence from prior.
Brilliant. Nice. I love a mole species. I don't know his name. Can we try
Is
and...
Is it Drek or Drex?
I don't know his name, actually.
Obi-Wan.
Is it Drax? It's Drax, isn't it?
That would have been a great moment to find him there.
But the Drax, yeah, imagine.
Oh, God.
I think it's Drek. Where the hell is he? Oh, Freck.
Freck.
It's Bobby Freck.
Freck, you know.
Yeah, Freck, who everyone is saying is an allegory for a Trump supporter.
Oh.
I can see it with his homemade empire sign on the back of his thing.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you can see that. But I don't know. I didn't really look into that. I don't really care too much about that.
Yeah,
because,
I know you mean.
Oh yeah? It's quite a big deal, boys, especially at the moment.
Oh, I just don't want it to be involved in Star Wars. You know?
Do you remember about the Capitol getting stormed? That was quite a big deal.
That was over a year ago.
That was, yeah. But they're just having all the results
Chris,
of the report. Turns out it did happen.
Can we bring this back, mate?
Sorry.
I don't think it did happen. I think it's liberal propaganda.
It's all CG. Bloody good, though.
They CGI'd all of it. It's these lefties. Eh?
Like Paul McCartney.
Weeks is
bubbling.
He's bubbling.
Oh,
look at her.
Gas!
Put a marker in.
First marker of the pod. Very good. Professional.
So, yeah, they get on his transport and they're having a little chat and stuff like that. And then these stormtroopers get on the back. They seem to know him quite well, so he must pass forth and back a lot.
I like this as well because
forth
this is
back.
What we love, and this is world building, which is really cool because we're starting to see inside this guy's regular route and seeing a normal job inside the Star Wars universe, which I think is awesome.
I was happy about that.
Absolutely.
And they're just, you know, they're having like a casual conversation in the back, like just getting off their shift sort of thing.
It's casual. Until they're suddenly like, hang on, you called her by a different name. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, yeah. But before that, it's all pretty...
lovely and casual.
Yeah.
It is interesting to hear the stormtroopers just chat normally and chat to this.
Well, they're just normal soldiers, aren't they?
But we got to be real here. How beautiful was...
Be real, man.
Ewan's acting when he was just looking at Leia. You could see that he was seeing Padme.
When he covered that whole bit, how he delivered that, how it used to be, it was her mother's name. We all miss her. I mean, just the depth that he's putting across. I honestly did not think he had the chops. I'm flabbergasted by it.
He's got them chops, mate, and he's frying them up.
And there was that bit earlier as well where Leia was like, what does the Force feel like?
Yes, yeah. I love that.
What a beautiful scene.
But also, it's the thought behind
the
writing.
Have you ever been afraid
bit.
Of the dark?
It's the thought. I didn't know whether he's going to carry on or just
going to go into a creepy place with it. Well, you're about to be.
I think it's the writing behind this as well that's so special, because the thought behind trying to come up with an anecdote of what it would be like to commune with the Force, I think, is something that we've all sort of subconsciously thought about, you know, when you think about the four, but you don't ever, it's never really at the front of your mind. So it really shows good writing when they go into that sort of depth.
And it's something new as well. Like, I've never come across the light thing.
No,
like it feeling safe like that. They talk about it being like warmth and comforting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the light, it's very different.
It's sort of like having a cuddle from Chris Weeks, you know. It's sort of warm.
He is right, you know. It's sought after in the right circles.
Circle?
Mm-mm.
You leave my circle out of this, mate. Anyway, so yeah, what's going on here? They've they're on the on this barge, moly barge,
so,
aren't they?
Barge. So Obi-Wan's had this beautiful conversation and looked at Leia, and you can see. I think she's a brilliant actress. I don't care what people are saying right now.
No,
when
absolutely.
When she was looking back at Obi-Wan, you could tell that she knew that Obi-Wan knew her mother.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So her acting in this moment, where she didn't really say anything, was absolutely fantastic, I tell you.
I mean, I think she's great across the board. Like, I think she's got some irritating characteristics, but I think they're entirely genuine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they're, you know, she hasn't come across as false at all. Which is amazing.
This is a sign of good acting early, because she's not overacting anything. Everything is like a natural reaction. It's so refreshing to see. With someone so incredibly young, I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen really. So, I mean, she's probably got a great career ahead of her, and she's just perfect for this role. She looks very...
Fab.
She almost looks a bit Leia-ish as well, and sort of has that.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of young Carrie Fisher, which has been going around with her little bird,
Alec Guinness,
called Lola?
Oh no, I thought you meant the one with Carrie and Alec Guinness, and then
no. One of Carrie Fisher literally is a little girl of the same age as Vivian Lyra Blair, who's playing her, of course. And I mean, it's, you know, they could easily be sisters, easily. And the little bird, her little pet bird, was called Lola, which is obviously why they've called the droid Lola.
That's cool.
What a lovely touch.
That really
classy.
Is lovely. Just when they go in depth that much, it's respect, isn't it, that you feel?
It is respectful. They don't have to shout about it or anything like that. No. But it's just like, oh, let's take this from reality, because it's another layer that they're adding in.
Leia.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah!
Oh, sorry, Leia.
Oh, thanks.
The plans supplied by Princess Leia.
Leia.
It's too late, I've already said it.
So yeah, then those stormtroopers leave the barge and they get to... Sorry, guys.
Everything's right, James.
They get to a Imperial checkpoint. They got three lasers of the Imperial checkpoint. You can't get around it. There's no way of getting around that checkpoint at all.
Nope. Hills.
And,
you tried to climb a hill before? Forget it.
No way. No. I'm not doing that.
It's a hover barge as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be difficult.
There's a mole driving it.
Yeah, so Molly Mole gets out. Boba Frick, he gets out and he's like, I've got a couple of people I think you boys should have a look at. And then a little... is it a recon scumbag. Droid that comes out?
Oh, yeah, probe droid.
Probe droid.
Even better.
An Imperial probe droid.
And straight away, the probe droid goes, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi! And then Obi-Wan comes out with his blaster. He's shooting away. He kills them all. Then
he's great with that blaster in this episode, isn't he? What a shot he is.
And then one of the stormtroopers has got Leia by the head. And then he goes to put it down and pop! Pops in one, doesn't he?
He didn't seem that good last week. Like, he was missing all over the shop, and all of a sudden...
I think we're slowly starting to see him tap into the Force more and more.
Oh, well, we definitely are, aren't we? Definitely are.
He's coming back, you know?
There are some very cool moments. Just the moment when he whips out that blaster for the first time against the probe droid. Just that, like, the stance and everything. He's just selling it. He is really selling it as someone who's not done it in a while, but, you know, he's really sort of finding himself.
We've got some big stance moments coming up in the next episode,
Chris. We certainly do.
You're going to love it.
We certainly do.
You're going to love it.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, so then they shoot the barrier when they could have easily gone around. That annoyed me.
No need.
But then they showed a shot from above, literally going, ha, look, they could have gone around.
That's not what that shot was for. You know that.
That's what
it was. What about the Storm Trooper who got sliced in half by it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you seen that?
The clip where George Lucas has said, Star Wars is for 12-year-olds, and then shows that clip? It's just like, just this kid that just cries after.
It is brutal. We'll just show the opening scene of The Mandalorian when he gets smushed in that door.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
A lot of people getting Darth Mauled in these series, aren't
they? Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, George Lucas did it himself. He cut Darth Maul in half. We saw him tumbling away from himself.
Well, not himself. That wasn't him.
Was it not?
No, that was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Not in that shot. He played Obi-Wan the extra. Kenobi. No, the stunt double he played, didn't he?
No, he played the top half of the body falling.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have the bottom half, you know?
Didn't have the chops.
He's never had it.
No. His bottom half didn't have the chops. Couldn't do it.
Oh.
So, yeah, they get past the checkpoint, and then this Imperial speeder comes up where we think, oh dear, this is the end.
And yeah, we thought, is this the moment the lightsaber's coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely that's what we thought.
And then this this woman, Tala, shoots all the stormtroopers and says, come with me if you want to live.
She's got a very low voice.
Good.
What do you think of Tala?
She's one of the bloody sand snakes, isn't she?
She's not popped one of up the sand from Dawn. Snakes. She's
nice to see her.
Is it Alaria Tyrell? Not Tyrell.
Not Tyrell. No. Yeah.
No.
Not Tyrell.
She's not a Tyrell. She's
there's a lot of years and no's going on.
Martell.
she's from Dawn Martell. There you go. Yeah. Dorian.
Oh
Martell,
no, she's Alaria Sand or whatever her name is.
Oh yeah, but she is a Martell.
Get it
she's
right.
She's one of the Martells, but she's a sand because she's a.
Ah, okay. Didn't need that.
Add that in there.
Oh,
she's a bastard, is what you mean. No, you can't.
I can say that, boys. Honestly, the fans love it.
Interesting bit of cross pollination. Obviously, she's much better in this.
Oh, but then great.
She had nothing to do in that in Game of Thrones. It was dreadful. Dreadful role.
She was awful. Not her as an actress, but the character.
Yeah, a waste of time, really. Yeah. The whole bit.
So they go into the town.
Oh, yeah, pop him. Why not? Co-op.
And they go into this back room, which is called The Path. Or as I'd say, The Path.
Oh,
The Path.
Well,
it's not just this back room, is it? Like, they're talking about The Path is...
Well, yeah. It's
a series of rooms, presumably.
It's an underground network which is all over the galaxy on many different systems.
Many.
And it hides all the outlaws that are looked upon by the Empire, including Jedi. Yeah, but not just Jedi.
Jedi.
No, it's a way of smuggling people away from the Empire's eye, their watchful eye.
And ever so, watchful.
Thank you. Anyone that needs to sort of get out and quick. That's a sort of underground way that they can get out. That's sort of led by the rebellion, which is quite cool.
Although the rebellion, I don't think it's been mentioned at all by name, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Which is interesting.
I don't know if the rebellion is fully formed at this point.
Yeah. Well, you are rebels, aren't you?
They have an insignia, so it would suggest that something is formed.
We haven't seen the Rebel insignia, have we?
We haven't seen the Rebel insignia.
Oh, no, just the
We've seen the Jedi.
Yeah, we've seen in the room, we see the Jedi one.
Oh, it's the Jedi one.
I'm getting a tattoo of that, boys, by the way.
Oh, where? Yeah?
I'm getting a tattoo of that insignia.
You're getting it on your lightsaber, are you, son?
While it's out the window.
Oh.
Helps it dry faster.
I'm going to get it on my wrist here.
Nice. I'll get the Sith one.
Oh, don't do that, Chris.
Pry, what will you get?
I'll get what's that little Frick guy? I'll get him on me.
Perfect.
Just go Frick.
Whee! We'll be best friends forever.
Yeah, just there in a speech bubble would be lovely.
Whee. But yeah, do you remember?
He likes that.
Do you remember any of the Jedi that are named? I know there's one Jedi that's in the Clone Wars.
Quinlan Vos. Quinlan Vos is the big one.
Yeah, from Rebels. Or is it Rebels or...
I thought it was Rebels.
Clone Wars. He is a big character, to be fair.
Chris will find out. So he does the research here, doesn't he?
Nice to have him in the canon.
Canon.
But yeah, I mean, he had all sorts of issues, didn't he?
Don't bring those up, mate.
He turned back. He was a partner with Asajj Ventress. You remember her?
Yes, of course.
Of course. He fell in love with her.
Who She's wouldn't? Got a lovely pair of lightsabers, hasn't she? No, they're like the curved hilts. They're really cool.
He fell to the dark side.
Oh, wow.
And he came back again.
And I've come back again. Oh. Back and forth.
Master Voss has moved his troops to Boss Pity. I forgot that Obi-Wan says that, but he says that in episode 3. Sorry, Pry, did you say something?
I was just talking about the lightsabers, and I didn't really get any sort of response.
Oh, what did you say?
I just was saying they're really cool. She's got a lovely pair of lightsabers that are sort of
Oh, because
curved.
Of the curved, yes.
Yeah.
Because of Count Dooku, of course.
Yeah, quite rare.
She was Count Dooku's apprentice.
Yeah, so he, you know, of course she did that as a mark of respect.
Yeah.
And respect is what this podcast is all about.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't ever do anything but be respectful. And I'm just talking about the lightsabers are great for dueling, aren't they?
They are.
They are. And she's particularly good at dueling.
Yeah, she learned from the best.
Good at dueling.
But yeah, what did you want to know about Quinlan Voss out of interest?
Oh, we wanted to know if he was in Rebels or Clone Wars.
Rebels?
I think he's
you
in...
You are Rebels?
I thought he was in Clone Wars.
Let's have a look, shall we? Appearances.
He wasn't even looking it up.
He was. I was just reminding myself of him in general. He was in The Phantom Menace. There you go. Remember that
good,
one?
Good, good.
He was in Clone Wars.
All right.
There you go. Take two of these, Pryor, and call me in the morning.
Also,
you know what, mate?
Battlefront
I'll take
2.
Them. I'll take them. He wasn't in Battlefront 2.
He bloody was.
As a mod, maybe. He wasn't in...
Yeah, it's probably a mod.
As a mod, he says. Disgrace.
Come on, who cares about him? He's a mod.
But yeah, anyway, they're in the pathway. They're seeing all these names and stuff like that. And
that was a big deal. Like that, the Quinlan thing is a big deal for fans, though.
Oh,
like,
very. Well, we are fans.
Not for us. Not for us. Not for fans.
But for people who have even the passing interest in this, yeah. Then they're interested in that. I couldn't for them.
They'll get it. Good for them. Good for them. But.
Back to my books.
They're in this room. Who turns up, boys? It's not just the Inquisitors. Not just the Empire. Vader.
Vader rocks up straight away. He's just there. He's not busy, is he?
My name's Vader. Don't see you later. Everybody's scared of my lightsaber. Vader.
He's got bars.
I'll see you later. Everybody knows I'll kill you with my saber. It's red for Sith. You take the...
All right, no.
Everybody knows I'm Vader. Never later.
Started to go downhill when the only rhymes were saber.
Started to go downhill.
It started very well. I was proud of myself, and I was like, "Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up." Lost
and then you
it.
Thought about 30 seconds would do for this.
Yeah,
that's the right amount of time to disrupt this.
But bloody Vader, he walks through that town. He doesn't really care about who lives or dies.
Oh, wow! Kills the father. The son rocks out, and he's like, "Nope, snap."
It's the next snap. The next snap.
Brutal.
And then he takes the girl and like force grabs her by the throat and drags her along the
side.
Oh,
you know what he's like. He's old fashioned.
That's just what he's like. Leave him be.
He likes what he likes.
But this is... Now, we've seen Vader do some dark stuff, but this is prime Vader anger. Still wearing the first Vader suit, so he's constantly in pain.
Oh, yeah. He does not give a damn who he hurts to get what he wants.
And he just wants Kenobi to come out, so he'll kill anyone.
Yeah. And you really get that feeling that he will just, like, he'll kill anyone to get Obi-Wan to come out. And I thought that the death toll could be catastrophic. You must contact me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was many of them were Bothans. Many Bothans
I'm sure.
died.
Bothans?
To bring us this information.
Cool. What are Bothans? Mon Mothma?
She's Don't a worry weirdo, about that. Isn't she? What's she kicking off about?
Well, we'd never mentioned Bothans before.
She loves them.
Yeah. Christ. They're like dogs, you know. Like dogs! Damn dogs also.
I'm just going to bring this back, boys, because, I mean...
Well, then Vader lead
Kenobi. No, listen. I just got a little thing. Did we like how Western this bit was, where he's walking down... a sort of single track lane between
what was it
there.
What was it like
single
prior?
Track lane.
It was like a western.
Yeah. What do you think was going to happen?
A f***ing shootout.
Goodness sake.
Sorry, mate.
It's like a
sorry
western. For a shootout.
Like a Western.
What are you going to do with that rolling pin? Make me a cake.
It's a lot.
See, it's this. This is what the fans want. This is what they
need.
Not
us, obviously.
Oh. No.
But yes, no, you're absolutely right. This was proper, like... I can't say the word, because I just... proper, like a Western... Like a standoff kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, good thinking. Ridiculous.
Yeah, Chris, what do you think?
I tell you what I really liked.
Feel it go.
No, it wasn't any of this nonsense that you keep on spewing. I really liked seeing Vader at a distance.
Because he's so ugly up close.
Because you never ever get to see Vader at a distance and be like, I don't know, like...
That's such an odd thing to bring
in. It is weird.
But like the threat of him from a distance, because you're like, oh, I know exactly how far away he is from Obi-Wan. He's getting closer all
weird.
The time.
This is
it's
really
not weird.
Weird.
No, you have to trust me. He's getting closer all the time. And you know that if he gets too close, then game over. So it's like a chase scene, like, you know, even though Obi-Wan is, like, hiding.
What do you mean, like a chase? It is a chase scene.
Well, Obi-Wan's not running yet, is he?
Yeah, but, I mean...
He's just hiding behind a door.
Listen, you know how menacing Vader is from 2 meters, but do you know how menacing he is from 15 meters?
Now, but, I mean, imagine if, like, he was at the end of your road, and you came out your front door, and you were like, hang on one bloody minute. I know who that is, even at this distance.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. It's a different thing. We've not seen it before. We've seen it at the end of corridors.
Darling!
I thought you said Darth!
Fucking Darth Vader at the end of the room.
Darth, is that you? Come over here.
Darth.
Bloody
Darth.
Hell.
I got some Vicky Spuns with your name on it.
He looks...
God, we'll shove it through your grill, don't worry.
I tell you, darling, he looks a lot scarier from here. Ooh. Bloody hell.
Look, I just get the feeling you boys aren't on board with this.
Yeah, he's coming up the garden.
I don't know where you're getting that feeling from.
How big is this garden, eh?
It's coming up again.
Unrealistic.
Bloody hell.
It comes from privilege, that's his problem.
I have a... Oh, I've just realised I've set my mic up wrong. It's meant to be like this. There we go.
That made literally no difference.
Boys, can I say the issue that I've got right now?
Yeah,
well,
is that I really need a wee, and we're going to have to...
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to
No, we're going to have to splice this week, so you're going to have to put a marker in and splice for me.
Oh,
go on then.
2 seconds, two ticks.
This is going to be plus 2 days delivery, I tell you. At the very least. Oh, he's already gone. God, look at those legs. Ugh.
Bye. They do be running.
They do be running.
Vader be running.
Vader.
Be running. Right, so should we come back in then?
Yeah, yes,
so yeah, Vader is standing there at the end
distance.
Of the garden, and bloody hell, it's menacing. In my opinion, I don't know about you guys.
I agree.
It's just
the
a thought that I had.
Really adds something.
Oh, you agree? Oh, you have that thought as well, did you?
Well, yeah, it's a numbers game, isn't it?
Just so everyone knows, the reason why we're acting like this right now is because we had to stop because Pryor needed a hui.
Hold on,
I've left it all in, just to be clear.
We didn't. Careful, because I've said some odd stuff.
What, the Milkers thing?
He did talk about the Milkers, to be fair.
So Vader's there. He's getting closer.
At distance.
He's just choked out someone's son. Classic.
He's not choked him out. He's snapped his neck.
He snapped his neck. He's choking out that woman on the floor.
Just leave him be. You know, his blood's up.
I know you're backing him up here, but I think it was a bit too much. But
you think it went too far that time?
I'd come out the door and go, Vader! Vader! What?
Murder!
No! You're going a bit too
come
far
on, mate.
Here.
Come on, don't get us in trouble.
We talked about this, you know. I said a few. This is
fun's
more than
fun,
a few.
But come on.
This is a
Let's
bit...
call it a night.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I've got to be up for Cash in the Attic and it starts at 8 a.m. Really annoying times now, that show. So
I've told you not to watch those shows.
Why? Just because they didn't let you do it?
They would let me do it if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
You do, though. You keep telling me.
I don't have anything. You keep I have nothing in my attic that's worth anything.
You've got, like, holocrons.
I'm a practical person. Yes, they're valuable. I need to keep them.
So you do have stuff that's worth anything?
Yes, to me. Not to them.
Well, you don't know, but I know you want to be on it.
I don't need them valued.
What's going on here?
I don't need them valued.
I love how posh Vader is. I don't need them
valued. Yeah, he's really not, is he?
Yeah, you make him sound like he's a lord and like...
He is a lord.
Well, oh, God.
He's done you.
Make him sound like he's a lord.
Oh, God. So, Kenobi leads him off, right? And Tala takes Leia down the path.
Tala!
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Tala leads Leia down this path and stuff like that, and they're running. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? We're not here for that now. We're here for this moment. Kenobi's running through this mine. Running through this mining facility. Right. Yeah.
Nice quarry.
And then bang, there's Vader.
I thought it was all dried up.
Oh. There's Vader. Again, for you, Chris, from a distance. But we get a back shot where he ignites his saber.
Yeah.
How do you feel, boys? Chills, was it?
It was fab, wasn't it? It was wonderful.
It's beautiful.
I
mean,
this whole episode took me by surprise so much because I never thought that Vader would show up at this point. That he is here. He also moves bloody fast, doesn't he?
God
Quick
damn.
Boy. Jesus.
He's got that jetpack from Boba, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is a Sith Lord, so he can move quite quick.
Oh, he's a Lord now, is he?
Oh, now you recognise it.
When it suits you. Classic.
But yeah, and Kenobi keeps running. But did you love that moment where Kenobi couldn't see anything, so he finally ignites his sabre?
Yeah.
And seeing Ewan McGregor's face, seeing his face with that blue tint of the saber probably de-aged him so much.
Oh, he looks great. As soon as he steps into these combat sitches, he becomes fluid.
So what did we think about their fight then?
I mean, it wasn't even a fight, was it? It was just a battering.
Yeah. Very one-sided.
It was old one-hander Vader as well.
It was contemptuous.
Which, I mean, we know that Kenobi hasn't got it yet.
No. He's like Luke in Empire, isn't he, really? Yeah.
It reminded me very much of that.
Yeah, a lot of it. Like when there was that shot at a distance when he was forcing Kenobi back, and it was just like the shot on the gantry in Bespin when he was forcing Luke back. And I thought, my God, it's like... You know, it's like exactly the same sort of shot that they've set up here.
Yeah. I really like the word gantry. Can you explain to me what that is, please, mate?
You know, in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
You know, in Bespin.
Yeah.
You know, when there's that gantry.
Not sure what a gantry is. I know Bespin very well.
Okay, let me slow it down. The second film that was released of Star Wars.
Got that.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Got that.
Cloud City.
No, Cloud City very well. Bespin, know that.
Exactly, yeah, where Lando is, you know, Barad administrator.
Lando, love him. Got it.
Remember, there's a lightsaber fight.
Yeah.
So there's this gantry.
Right. This is where I'm always getting flummoxed. Can we?
Flummoxed, excellent word as well. It's the final bit where Vader chops off his hand.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's a gantry, isn't it? If you were to think of a gantry, that'd be the most gantrified sort of gantry. Yeah, I like
it. Exactly. Well, that's gantry the grey, and then in the next film it's gantry the white.
Nice.
Jenks, you there?
Boys. Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Guaranteed that's gone down well with the fans. That whole back and forth. Price back.
He's back.
He's back.
Yes. Anyway,
Vader is a monster, isn't he?
It reminded me of that. And then they're at that little bit of distance again that Weeks loves.
I love it. The tension. I was a sweating mess.
To be fair, I was shaking in my boots.
Yeah. I think throughout this whole episode, I text Pry afterwards. I was like, my heart was, I mean, it might have been the illness, but my heart was just pounding.
I think it was the illness as well, to be honest.
I was like, this is edge of your seat stuff. Yeah. Really quite amazing.
You didn't text me though.
Well, I know you were busy rehearsing. I knew he was doing jack. Oh,
come on, mate.
Sorry, boys.
Careful. You just insulted both of us at one go.
And Jack.
Hang on. Crack.
Yeah. And Obi. Jack.
Yeah. The moment the though, where they're at a distance and Vader just picks him up, starts force choking him. And then, he throws on the floor?
Oh, it's like crystals of some sort, isn't it?
What is it?
Oh, is it actually a thing? Thing that we're supposed to know?
Yeah, it's a type
the
of
fans will know, don't we?
Element in Star Wars. Please do get in contact with us and tell us what it is at P.O. Box.
You've got to look it up, I know.
8 Days a Geek.
Hang on. Flammable rocks is what it says here.
No, there's a name for it.
What flammable are the flammable rocks? It's a flammable what?
What is it? There's a name. There's a name, Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. No! Flammable rocks, it says.
No.
I just said the same thing twice.
Useless.
See. There's a name for it.
I don't know. I'm really struggling. I feel like even when you say it, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, that's the thing.
No, it's a type of mineral.
What do you want me to look for? Star Wars flammable rocks.
that burns Obi-Wan. Oh, I've given it away now.
Given what away?
That Obi-Wan gets burnt now. The fans are going to be like, whoa!
Haven't seen this. I've been waiting for this E-Dag episode.
Yeah. I need to know what happens before I watch it, otherwise.
Yeah.
Don't want to be surprised.
Well, I can't remember what it is. But he knocks it
He throws popping candy on the floor.
He throws popping candy on the floor, sets fire to it, and then starts burning our dear Ewan.
So this, he sort of drags him through, and this is
Close to tears on this.
Yeah, is almost an exact mirror of the sort of pain that Anakin was going through on...
Oh!
He's right, you know.
I've had enough of this nonsense from you two.
I didn't see the Star Wars parallels.
Hang on.
They rhyme.
Flammable rocks. This is what I do. I try and just be informative and entertaining. They say, nope, we don't like that. And I go, okay, I'll just be ridiculous. Nope, we don't like that. Okay, I won't say anything. Pry, why aren't you saying anything? I can never win people at home. I can never...
Come on.
There's a name for the rock.
Oh, come on.
Dwayne Johnson, that's it.
It's rolling around in the Johnsons.
My God, Ewan screaming here.
Ugh. This is the bottom of the barrel for Ewan, isn't it, really? The once mighty Jedi Master. Ewan, that is. And now he's reduced to this. It's tough.
I mean, it's a tough watch. It's really hard to look at, and I got very angry, and I was like, I don't like you, Vader. I don't like you, Vader.
No,
Vader.
You don't mean that.
You, Vader.
I'm sure you'll come around on him.
No.
I don't know.
But then, Tala provides a distraction and shoots it. So getting ready for it.
Oh, stupid.
Provides a distraction by killing a couple of stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. To be fair, great shot.
I mean, great shot, yeah. But great shot. I just felt bad for those stormtroopers that were just like, oh, I'm posted here. Oh my God, are you seeing all this? This is crazy, Jeff. Jeff?
Yeah, that's how it goes, though, isn't it?
Just got shot for no reason.
You know, that's life.
Now, here's the question.
Go on. Break out into song.
Before we finish this
episode.
You
know you want to.
There's no need.
This is the question I need to ask.
You know the answer is yes.
Do you think Vader let him go on purpose?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Why? He wants to humiliate him.
Okay. There's this rubbish theory going on online where people are saying, oh no, it's because of the fire that he let him go. If that is the case, if we find out that there's no explanation and he doesn't then follow up on why he let him go on purpose, then I will be livid.
I don't think we're going to get an explanation, you know, boys.
I'll be livid.
I'm not convinced that they would say it, but I mean, I think it's because he wants to be Obi-Wan at his best. He doesn't want to beat this trampled down old version and just kill him off. He wants to think that he's the best, you know?
Really? I agree. But if they leave that sort of, not they don't have to say it, but show it in some way where they can sort of show that Vader wants to fight him at his best instead of just letting us fill in the gaps. Because all it looks like is
on this podcast, you mean?
Yeah. All it looks like is that he's set fire and he's like, it's the end now, isn't it? Just forget that.
But he knows everything that's going on because he's not surprised by Tala coming in and shooting that guy. He doesn't even look round.
Yeah.
He's just like, great, off you pop. Horribly injured. He wants him filled with fear. Like, he's just basically, he's torturing him, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's the H about this.
H.
Yeah, come on. Saving time. Save the planet.
Hey.
Cheers. Interesting. I don't know what's going to happen there. If they're going to tell it or not.
I don't think they're tellers in this series.
It's obviously going to be
so far.
There's going to be another showdown.
Oh yeah.
There's going to be a big showdown or something like that that will
he's coming back to his very best Obi-Wan, so.
Yeah. But then also Leia is captured by Reva. And that's that's the end of the episode. So, boys, I'm going to ask the obvious question here. What are your dinkles for episode 3?
Who are you asking?
Ben.
Easy 5 for me. Easy.
An easy 5.
It's not even a thought. And this is the easiest 5 I've ever given. It's probably the most entertaining Star Wars that I have seen in, and I say seen instead of sin, in a long time. That's just for Tom Egg, by the way. Big love. Big shout out.
Pull over, Tom Egg.
Pull over, for the love of God. But yeah, I really think this is exactly what we wanted from this series. It shows Vader in full force, full power. We get to see Kenobi sort of confronting Vader, and we get to see this first sort of showdown that really does live up to everything that we have imagined thus far. There's not really any bad points of this episode. There's nothing really. A few little hiccups here and there, as Weeks mentioned earlier with the... I don't know whether it's a hiccup for you boys, but for me, the Stormtroopers pointing out, hey, that's not how you pronounced her name earlier, and all this, oh, that's not her name earlier, whatever, but...
I suppose you can sort of forgive them. They're on, you know, they're on edge, aren't they?
Yeah, I didn't mind that because they are looking for a Jedi.
I just don't think it would happen.
Guy that's dressed in Jedi robes that's sitting opposite you?
Yeah, well, a lot of people wear sort of robes, don't they? And they can wear big sort of duster coats.
And also the
sorts.
Picture of him has been more shown around everywhere.
He does look good, and he hasn't bothered to shave his beard or anything.
So it would it would be weird if the Stormtroopers didn't have a picture and know what he looked like.
Yeah, but again, that's Revenge of the Sith, Kenobi. Vastly different to this Kenobi.
It's not vastly
He hasn't got that little mole, for example.
That's gone, laser.
It was a cancer worry, wasn't it?
Oh, didn't need to say that, mate.
It was!
And then hood up, and, you know, it's not visibly Kenobi. Like, come on, it's not.
The droid knows.
This guy in the picture hasn't got a hood.
No.
Can't be you.
Clear differences. But that, anyway, I digress. That's my rating.
Okay, Chris?
Oh, it's 100%, it's 5. It gave me a heart murmur. It may have been the illness, but I've rewatched the episode since, in the interim, and I don't normally do that. I watched episode 2 again, Attack of the Clones, and I watched this as well, Revenge of the Sith. And it was as good, if not better, the second time around. Big 5s.
Well, there you go, then.
Awesome.
Boys, I'm going to have to go 4.5 on this.
Are you?
Yeah, there's a few moments that did...
Are you?
That did knock me a little bit. No, I am. I am going 4.5 on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is surprising.
I've really hurt you there.
I'm flabbergasted.
There were just a few basic little things.
that go on.
That was it when they pointed out Leia's name not being the same? Because that, oh, tell you what, that got me.
I mean, that was one of the little moments where I was just like, oh,
I told you.
Shut up. And then
take
also
the wizard
then
staff.
Them not just walking around the gate.
That never crossed my mind when I was watching it.
It really annoyed me.
I'm going to have to watch it a third time with that in mind.
It really, really frustrated me.
But they needed the speeder anyway. They needed to cover a large distance.
They didn't use the speeder. They used the other convoy that Tala came in.
Yeah,
they didn't take Frex.
Not Mulboy, no. They left that.
Wait, Mulboy.
They left it
interesting.
There. And also, yeah, I was just thinking about the stuff. Like, they know what he looks like. They know it's Kenobi and stuff like that. And, you know, if they're on high alert, there's a guy wearing Jedi robes opposite you.
Hey, he's not wearing Jedi robes.
He's wearing Jedi robes.
He's not. He's wearing just some random tunic-y scruff thing.
Okay, thinking about it, Weeks does have a point, not on the, about the mole transport thing, because the stormtroopers and Tala didn't turn up until after they'd already got rid of everyone. So their initial plan was probably
they opened it and then they just started running.
Well, that's true. They did run straight through. But was it destroyed by that point? I don't know.
We have to rewatch third time.
Right, well, rewatch for this and we'll solve the gate conundrum.
I'm giving it 4.5 because I think there's a 5 soon on the way.
Oh, there definitely is.
There's a 5 on the way. And I just have to be realistic and honest with you guys. I'm sorry.
You know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm good also going to leave this on, I'm not sure there is a 5 on the way, just to sort of leave them hanging a little bit.
Interesting.
Wow.
Let's find out then. We're now going to move to part 4. Now, much shorter episode. This was only half an hour, this episode.
Yeah, disgraceful. I felt shortchanged.
Yeah, was a bit annoyed by that.
I pay my subs.
But this episode for me was fantastic. So having escaped Vader. Sorry, guys, my phone just went off. Having escaped Vader, Obi-Wan and Tala plan to infiltrate the Inquisitor's stronghold, which is called...
Oh, what's it called? Fortress Inquisitorius?
That's it. Or Inquisitorium.
Not a fan of the name, I'll be honest.
Little on the nose.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit Harry Potter.
It is very Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but...
The Inquisitorial Squad?
Yeah, you're not wrong, Pry, actually.
Cheers,
well done, Prime. You've won him over.
Cheers.
He's always a tough nut to crack as well.
Well, dude, you got me there. I like that.
That's me done for the night. Cheers.
A man that works hard turns me on. One second.
What is going on?
You there?
Yeah. Okay, I'm good. I'm back and I'm ready to play.
You're putting 50p in the meter, were you?
Yeah. The internet. So... They go to this kind of little rebel group of people.
They are rebels.
And they ask this one guy, oh, we want to go to Fortress.
this conversation.
Inquisitorium. And he's like, I don't want to take you there. And everyone's like, we have to. We've got to save this little 10-year-old girl. And he's like, and then he suddenly switches amazingly. It's really interesting how quick this character switches that I can't remember the name of. And he says,
it's Babu Frick, mate.
And he says, he says, my wife was taken by the Inquisitors. Away! And then he goes, and that's why I'll help you. Really quick change. I loved
that.
Yeah,
well, it seemed like everything he was saying was absolutely the opposite. Yeah. I know exactly how awful this was. They killed my wife and my family. So obviously I'm going to take you.
Yeah.
This did not read at all.
This here was step one to this going a bit downhill for me.
Oh, did it go south for you this episode?
It did go south. I'll explain more at the end when we do our reviews, but this was step one.
Interesting. Okay. Well, they then arrive. Oh, I know another thing that you're going to say. You're going to say Leia hidden underneath the coat. You're going to be one of those guys.
No, okay.
Look, if I, in my peripheral, I wouldn't notice anything different.
We'll get to it when we get to it. Let's carry on with the story.
So they arrive at Fortress Inquisitorium what's her face? Your favourite Leia. Chris?
Carly
tries to infiltrate, and she does very well. And Obi-Wan then gets out of his little ship. I don't know, it's not noticed actually, because it's kind of in front of everyone, and he is wearing his robes as usual. He doesn't.
He's wearing serious robes now.
He's wearing serious robes, and this is hot.
I mean, to be fair, these robes are tip top. I'm a big fan.
So he's sneaking around and stuff like that, and he's sneaking around.
Snookering around?
The bottom levels, which is why this is such a high rated episode for me, because we see Jedi in stasis chambers.
Jedi.
This is big. So we don't know if they're dead or they are just in stasis.
Yeah.
But we're starting to find out more and more what the Inquisitors, what the Empire, what the Emperor is doing with the Jedi. And
you like the world buildingness of it?
Yeah, I adored this. There's one Jedi in it. I can't remember his name, but he's also in the Clone Wars as well.
Oh, yeah. Not Ferris Bart.
The bearded one.
Starts with an S. I'll find out.
But yeah, these Jedi are probably alive. If we were to hazard a guess, that they would probably be alive, because we know
they're looking good, Nick.
They're in good nick for a start, but also we know Palpatine's utterly ridiculous plans in the future, and so we can probably hazard a guess that they're alive and that he's wanting to use them.
What's the operation called?
Which one?
He's taking Force
Order
children and
66.
And doing all that. What it's Operation. Chris, find out for us, would you?
I will.
He's got two tabs open now. Crikey.
Oh, that's
so
a bit
many.
Crazy for him, isn't it?
My computer's working so hard.
But I do believe that they're in stasis chambers. I agree with you, Pry.
It's cool, yeah, and it's definitely cool to see Jedi from like the Clone Wars and from, you know, the animated series and from different areas of Star Wars, but in live action that we have never seen before. I think that's really cool.
What do you think they're doing with them?
Tara Sinube.
Yeah.
So
Ahsoka's mentor.
Love it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that they're wanting to find a suitable host is the theory that I've decided to sort of go along with for Palpatine to then have as a new body. You know, one that's, of course, they have to be force sensitive, and so he wants to find something that's suitable and for cloning purposes or for himself. I think that's probably what they're going to do, because let's be honest, they're tying everything together from the sequels and prequels. So
yeah,
I think that probably I think that probably is going to be the way that it's going to go, but I'd be happy if it were to go another way as well, to be honest.
It made my heart go flutter in sadness.
Yeah, it was so sad.
Especially seeing that little youngling with his training helmet
Still with his bloody training helmet on.
Crushing.
So we know that's straight from the Jedi Temple.
So do you think, but is that one of the kids that Reva was with in the first episode?
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
That'd be interesting.
And if so, he's not aged, obviously. So
this also
proper stasis.
Yeah,
this also unpacks quite a lot more to Reva's own storyline. You know, how on earth did she become an Inquisitor when she was in the Jedi Temple, and yet this other youngling is frozen? So it'd be quite interesting to see how that unfolds.
Do you think she knows that they're down there?
Oh, of course she does.
It seems pretty easy to access. If someone can get in there who's an officer, it seems pretty that she would be able to access that any time, surely, if this is their main hub, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
very
the Torchwood
true.
Hub.
So, obviously, this next scene that I'm about to talk about here has kicked up a bit of a stir.
Oh, yeah.
In the Star Wars community. But then again, everything does in the Star Wars community, because half of them are mental.
True.
So the Leia torturing scene.
Oh, yeah.
And, interrogation scene more. A lot of people are saying that they were uncomfortable about it and they didn't think it was needed.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
I personally think the exact opposite.
Yeah, so do I.
Pry, what do you think? Are you going to be one of those woke?
Are you serious? I think it was utterly brilliant.
Oh, thank God.
I think, one, we get to see an interrogation rack that we really don't really see that much at all. Mm. And it's a fascinating technique used by all of the Empire to sort of get the answers they need, mostly from... the people that use it mostly are not force sensitives because it's sort of like a last resort thing to try and get the answers out of them. But I mean, fascinating. The whole set. Yeah. I mean, look at the set. Just a treat. Absolute treat. The whole cylindrical sort of set that they've got going on with the lights and everything. Mm. It just looks awesome. I didn't really have an issue with it because it fit so perfectly with what Reva's character arc was is meant to be doing. If she were to not do anything because it's a child, it would feel more like she wasn't part of the Empire. You know, they don't care for people no matter what age, race or anything. They want to get answers and they do what they need to do. I think it was fine.
Yeah, I completely agree. Chris, what are your thoughts there?
I haven't come across the outcry thing, I have to say. So I'm struggling to put a finger on why they're doing it, but like her resisting the mind probe and things like that are all just they build her natural force sensitivity.
Yeah,
you know, as part of her character, and it all makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
and I don't know, she's a very mature like actress and very mature character. So
they're struggling to come to fact with the idea of a child being interrogated on such a physical sort of in a physical way like that, where it'd be these spikes and things like that. Of course, yeah. It doesn't happen, but I think the idea of it probably offends quite a few people.
I don't really get it. Like, I mean, look at the show that we've been watching. They snapped the boy's neck last week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the issue? I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it's more the fact that we've been getting to know this 10-year-old girl and stuff like that, and people are just uncomfortable, yeah. Which obviously you're going to be. That's kind of the point of it.
We're not looking for a beige ride, are we, really?
No, we don't want this sort of censored Star Wars where we can't tell a story properly in fear of offending some people. I mean, it's a story. That's what we're here for, you know? We're here for this incredible world that has been built, and if we start sort of whitewashing things and making sure that, you know, we're sort of being careful around every corner, it's just going to, we're going to get this committee designed Star Wars that's going to be absolutely awful.
It's true. Diluted down and a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's being guarded by two stormtroopers. Suddenly the lights go off.
Oh, come on.
Then the lightsaber is ignited. And Obi-Wan kills one of them. Lightsaber goes off, kills the other. What do you think about that? That's badass.
That was great.
This is pure
We've seen
badass,
that a couple of times, haven't we?
Yeah.
A bit with Ahsoka.
But in, seen it with Darth Maul. Do you think in this episode, he's getting more and more force sensitive and back to
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he does that stuff with the window later on as well, doesn't he? And like when he's falling back into proper Jedi mode.
Yeah.
Just by fighting and reminding himself of what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is beautiful visual design, which is such an important role, in, especially in scenes like this where it's a tight space where they don't have too much sort of open world to play with, and they have just this enclosed room and the lights that... I mean, it's the perfect place to have that sort of visual representation there. And yeah, I think it's really cool to see Obi-Wan sort of... It must be quite painful for him to go back and tap into that side of himself once more.
Mm. Mm.
That's interesting to think about as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautifully done. What do you think of the cinematography as well?
Perfect. It's absolutely like, awesome.
It's electric, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was stunning how it was done, and it's just so nice to see Obi-Wan back.
He's back.
Obi-Wan's back. Then they start trying to escape and going hiding from the probe droid, but the probe droid finds them, and
they'll do that.
Suddenly, they're all there. All the stormtroopers have turned up, and Obi-Wan is deflecting these blaster bolts
awesome.
Back at them. He's already completely different from the last episode of how he was with the saber. He's deflecting them. He deflects one into the window, as Chris says. He's holding the window with one hand, deflecting with the other hand and stuff like that.
This is really impressive, not only from a cinematography point of view, but also from Obi-Wan's force capability point of view, because this is a tough thing to do for any Jedi. As we know, we've seen Yoda holding up that huge pillar in Attack of the Clones when he's saving either Obi-Wan or Anakin, I think it's Obi-Wan, from the pillar falling down.
It might be both, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we know that
I think it is.
So if you think about the amount of pressure, water pressure that's on that, it's probably similar sort of weight that's going on. And so the amount of concentration, the your connection to the Force to be able to do something like that and then redirect and sort of cascade this effect down, I mean, it's seriously powerful stuff we're talking about. So we're definitely seeing Obi-Wan tapping into his Force capabilities once more, and I think he's almost shocking himself with his level that he'd perhaps forgotten or locked away, that he hasn't done this for so many years. It's so cool to see. Probably some of the best visual effects we've seen as well for a long time.
But did we love that it's a parallel of Fallen Order?
Oh my God. The Fallen Order references in this episode
It's huge.
Oh, they're just everywhere. But yeah, I loved it. I loved it so much that they're encompassing all of the best Star Wars things and storylines and moments, and then just being like, yeah, we'll have some of that as well.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where it came from. Doesn't matter if it came from a game. It's awesome. We're having it.
Yeah, I love that they're really pushing the...
I really like it when they do that.
Canonization.
Yeah.
Say again.
I just really like it when they do that. I love it when they take things from that might not strictly be seen as canon, or it might be just outside of the movie universe, I think.
Yeah.
Especially when they go into the game universe, because that's rarely touched upon. And I think really is something that is so special to Star Wars fans, because Star Wars fans have played all these games. Like, they just have. So
The fans have.
Yeah, not us, clearly. But those people that like Star Wars, they have. Brilliant.
Although, actually, apparently Revan is going to be in The Acolyte. Obviously, it's not in the present day of it, but like flashbacks. That's the rumours that have been popping around recently.
I mean, that would be
yes, amazing. Revan.
Hopefully we'll see Keanu. That'd be lovely.
Well, wouldn't that be sick? Sweet Keanu.
But, I think they're pushing Fallen Order now.
Yeah.
In subtle ways, but so many.
Well, and they release the sequel trailer and things like that. Like,
They know they're onto a good thing.
Yeah. They and I think we should know for sure that will be coming into live action soon.
Yeah.
Cal's going to be coming
one way or another. It's not a million miles away from this.
No.
It's set 5 years. The character is mo-capped anyway. I mean, he looks exactly because it is the actor. So it's ready to go.
Yeah. He could easily come into this.
And he's a brilliant actor as well. So
he played Fred Weasley.
No, he didn't.
Sorry, boys, carry on.
All right.
But yeah, so they managed to escape with the help of Carly. And
Carly.
And so when they escape the stormtroopers, they think, God, well, the ship's out there. How are we going to get to the ship? We need a disguise. So, Carly's already wearing her uniform. She's chill.
She looks great.
She looks great. Okay.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Can't deny that. His name's Jinx.
So, Obi-Wan thinks, I'll tell you what, I'll put a big coat on.
Where's he got that from?
Imperial hat.
It's the little hat that gets me.
They're walking out for quite a while and stuff. And they're being chased by Reaver. And I have a feeling Ben Pryor has an opinion on this.
Well, it's utterly ridiculous, let's be honest. I mean, there's nothing about this. There's so many Imperials around them. There's so many, and just stormtroopers everywhere, and officers and people of high ranking. And there's this this awfully dressed man that's coming through with, for some reason, he's got 9 legs and he's about 24 stone. It looks stupid.
It's fine. They just think it's that bearded, humpbacked lady who runs the coffee shop down on one.
Do you know what? It just feels cheap. It's like, could they not think of anything better?
I saw it as desperation.
Well, desperation. I'll put her in a gonk droid or something and just have that walking along.
Room in a gonk droid.
Just take out the internals and just sort of push it along.
How's it going to walk? Push it along. It's got legs.
Yeah, but put it on a trolley or something.
Trolley!
That would be better than the...
I just don't think you thought this through.
Well, clearly not, but they haven't either.
I didn't mind it because I saw it as desperation.
But again, why are we having to fill in the gaps with this?
But we knew they were going to get caught. Obviously, we knew that they were going to get caught.
We knew, they didn't know, and they didn't want to be caught. So why on earth would you get a trench coat and put a kid under it and just be like, yeah, it's four legs, but don't worry about that. And it just about... my waist, sorry, is 4 foot in width. Nuts.
Aliens.
Well, aliens. Empire famously don't like aliens.
And for good reason. Look at the state of them.
Exactly.
One of those four-legged aliens.
Yeah, it reminded me of Men in Black when, the guy who has the coat on and he takes it off and he's like a little dude in a flying saucer. That's what it reminded me of.
So I take it you weren't a fan.
Well, not really. I mean, were you a fan? Would you say you were a big fan of this?
I didn't hate it because I was just like, bloody hell, they're desperate, aren't they?
Clearly. Chris, you've been awfully quiet. Let's see.
I mean, it was dreadful, obviously. I think it loses the episode a couple of points for me. Amongst, with a couple of other things as well. I think it was the low point of the episode. It's fair to say that.
Obviously. I don't know why Jenks is defending this.
Yeah, I don't know about desperation. Like, just run for it. I don't know.
No, then that gives it away.
Yeah.
So they went for the foolproof option.
Ah, tell you what, that'll give it away. Let's do something 11,000 IQ. Put on a trench coat, put a little hat on, sorted.
Great.
Ridiculous.
And it almost worked.
If it wasn't for those
incredibly, it
pesky
did.
Kids.
But then Reva catches up. She screams, Obi-Wan! And they're about to have a bloody standoff. Two snow speeders turn up.
Yeah.
It's not in the snow. I was angry about that. And they blast the hell out of the little dock.
Excuse me?
Marty! and they manage to get away in the snow speeder. Oh, but guess who dies? Wade. They gave a little bit too much.
Wade from GoldenEye.
There was a lot of reverence on this character that we... don't know.
Jenks has just remembered who that character is. Wade, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh my god.
Those were the days. Awful American characters in Bond.
God, just terrible. And the 50 different actors that played Felix Leiter as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Felix, good to see you. Who the hell is this? It's not Felix.
That's Felix, all right.
Oh, but yeah, they get away on the snow speeder, and this Wade has a lot of love, apparently.
Yeah,
I mean, I think what they were trying to do is drive home this point that this newly founded rebellion were very close friends, and that they only had each other. Really, there wasn't loads of soldiers. It was like a family. And so they wanted to really reinforce this point of losing one is everything. They can't afford to have what the Empire have, which is pawns that they can just freely get rid of. That's PAWNS.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay.
Respectable podcast.
They managed to get away.
They did.
And then we
lovely
cut to a scene. Vader almost smashes through the door.
Oh, he's really angry
at Reva. Well, he's angry for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is the next point, Matt.
Yeah, this did really annoy me.
Really?
To the point where I actually stood up.
Did you walk out?
I walked out of the room and, no! Not paying for this!
And he walked back in. Just one more try.
So Vader comes in, picks up Reva, force chokes her, and says, you know, you've disappointed me, all the classic Vader lines. And then she says, I've put a tracker on them, I let them go. Then he puts her down and says, oh, I've underestimated you.
You're brilliant, aren't you?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, this weird change was way too quick.
It's just not Vader. Have you ever seen Vader do anything remotely like this?
What he did to Captain Nida, if you remember.
Of course I do.
Bloody, oh no, Captain Nida was the one that survived.
Oh, yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, Captain Nida was the one.
Captain Nida.
No, what he did to Captain Nida.
No, Nida survived.
Mental. But like, when they were chasing the Millennium Falcon.
Wait, hold on.
Millennium Falcon.
Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, No, he died.
Captain Nida survived. No.
But yeah, I mean, I was very put off by this.
Yeah, it was so out of character, and it really took me out of everything that I'd just seen, and I was frustrated, and I just immediately felt like he wasn't as much of a threat. Yeah. And I know it sounds strange, but that's literally what I thought. I was like, well, if he's like that, then I don't see any threat. Obi-Wan's just going to wipe the floor with him. End of. Leave it. It's just...
Leave it.
Yeah, Chris, did you have the same opinion?
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. Such a shame. He came in with such energy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this was his only scene in the whole episode, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a bit disappointing, boys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Now, lads, yeah. I'll tell you my issues now that we're sort of at this point. Because why do you want to... Do the last scene.
Scene is that we find out that Lola is
Hello. Oh, you got there before me.
Is the tracker. She's the little tracker.
Sneaky little bugger.
That's the end of the episode, so there we go. So I'll tell you what, before you say it, I'll say, what are your dinkles, Chris?
Ooh, I'm gonna give this one my lowest score so far. 3.5. And it really did lose big points in a couple of places because I loved the rebreather being back. Loved that. Him swimming down. That was awesome. I loved all the Ewan Jedi battling stuff. That was awesome. I loved the Jedi in amber, obviously. That was fabulous. Loved Carly, thought she was awesome. Loved the threat, loved the castle, loved the world building. Didn't like Vader, which is fundamental. And the coat thing was ridiculous. And the air speeders just popping up at that point, also I found quite convenient. And it might just be those three things. But in a show of this magnitude, these things count, you know?
I say. I shall now move it to Pryor, who's been waiting a while to go to depth on this. So your dinkles, please.
So my dinkles is 3. And everything that Weeks has said is exactly what I was going to point out.
Thanks, Pryor.
To the T. He's said everything that I had an issue with, pretty much. And it's an extensive list for something that we hold so dear to us. And
also, it was like 30 minutes long.
Damus, this is not a large amount of time that these points have come out in. We have to remember that this is the shortest episode we've had, and there's a lot of points that really, really drag this down. And my main concern with where we are right now is that we have 2 more episodes left. This is my main concern. So we are most of the way through and we're following this Leia storyline, which at first was like, cool, not too bad. At this point, it's like, God, is this it? Is this the storyline that we're following? We haven't seen Luke at all. He's just gone. Just don't worry about it.
Oh, I don't think we're going to see Luke.
No.
Well, but I quite like that.
I don't know. I think it would add a bit of sort of interest. But the main things that I wanted to see were Kenobi getting in touch with his side of the Force again, and being able, you know, getting back to full strength and being able to fight Vader and have the proper battle that we wanted to see. And I feel like we've only got 2 episodes left, and I'm not sure that there's enough time to fit all the things that we want to see in it. And that's why I'm starting to think this is going downhill from this point, because we've had blinders before this. We've had some incredible episodes, and now I feel like it's running out of steam and we haven't got enough time to get everything in there that we need to. This is a real concern, and that's all I could think about during most of this episode was, why are we focusing this whole time on a search and rescue when there's so... I know that it's like obviously a big deal, like Princess Leia Organa needs to be returned home, but again, it's a side quest, man. I know it doesn't seem like that in a lot of people's eyes because it's Leia Organa, but if you think about it, it's search and rescue. It is a side quest, and in the grand scheme of things with Anakin and Obi-Wan, which is what we came here to see, they're my issues laid out pretty much and why I'm worried about its future.
I definitely feel like the start of the episode, when it was parallels Vader in the Bacta tank, Obi-Wan in the Bacta tank, that felt like it was leading to Obi-Wan really needing some time to recuperate and to delve deep and to reconnect to the Force. And then within like 3 minutes, it was like, oh, actually, I'm just going on a mission and it's all going to be fine. And that disappointed me, because it seemed to be going in the right direction in my mind of where it would go.
Yeah.
But then it did not. So I don't know. I feel like episode 5 is going to be big flashbacks, if it's going to happen at all. And then obviously episode 6 will cap it all off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tricky.
I've got a feeling these last 2 episodes are going to be a bit longer.
Yeah.
Bloody better be.
Couldn't be much shorter.
Yeah. We just need more, don't we? We just need more.
More.
You know, what we've got, you know, isn't bad. I've enjoyed it. But is there 6 episodes? Is there more than 6 episodes?
Well, yeah, that still is a question out there, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the sort of point that I was joking about in the beginning, is that Chris actually brought it up last week saying that Ewan had a bit of a slip up and accidentally said 10 episodes, am I right?
Well, he said enjoy episode 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8 and 9 and 10.
Yeah.
On stage. And it's like,
why would...
It's just a weird thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know that you filmed 6 episodes to continue on, it is strange. But yeah, I feel like if this was I don't want to say if this was a series, because I also know that series almost sort of cheapens what they're trying to do here. But
yeah,
if there were a bit more to it, say 10 episodes, for instance, I feel we really would be treated to everything that Kenobi has to offer.
Yeah. Maybe.
I agree. If they did finish the 6th episode and it was just like a normal episode and everyone was just up in arms going, what the hell is this? And Disney stayed quiet for a week.
Yeah, and then just dropped it.
Episode 7 came out. My God, what a clever thing for them to do.
That'd be amazing.
And Disney would win so many points.
Yeah. It would.
From fans, they'd be like, okay, yeah, we'll give you everything. We trust you with everything.
True.
Everything.
Because, my God, that would be amazing.
But, Jenks, yeah, I'd really like to know what your dinkles are on this, mate.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, come on, Jenks. Let's hear.
So my dinkles for this are going to be I'm going to say 4.
Nice.
Because I loved seeing Obi-Wan Kenobi come back. I didn't really concentrate on the other stuff because I was just like, bugger it. There's always
going to
be stuff.
What about the gate?
yeah, true. But
3.5.
The main thing that knocked a whole dinkle off was Vader being weird.
Yeah.
And the coat. The coat just knocked me for 7. The coat was 2.5, and then this Wade guy annoyed me.
Wade's dead, mate. It's fine.
The coat is just a bizarre thing to put in, like, this whole exit scene from a Jedi and someone who's pretty much leading the rebellion is such a weird thing to put in at this stage. It's like, is that the best you could do?
Yeah, maybe. But I loved the moment seeing Obi-Wan connect more and more to the Force, holding back the glass.
Yeah.
And then I think he, when he killed one of the stormtroopers, he flipped back his saber and just held it like
that. Oh, it's great.
That, and I was like, oh my God, there he is.
Yeah, we didn't say about his stance that he did.
Yeah, that's how much
that
work
stance
Ewan has done, that he's gone back to his exact stance. Still a little ropey, but oh my God.
Yeah, he found it.
Great to see.
It's so good. And yeah, it's just, it's making me question Reva more and more. Like, what does she want? I don't really think she cares, maybe, about certain things that we think she cares about, or something like.
Yeah.
The fact that she killed the Grand Inquisitor and that meant nothing to her, like, there's a lot of questions around her, which I'm interested in.
This is the thing. Do we have time to show all of this in two episodes of all these incredible questions?
Unless they just do another series. They may just do another series.
Well, but they are doing another series, aren't they? But they didn't know that when they shot this.
Yeah.
Maybe in two uber long episodes they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We have to think as well. Like, you think of like Game of Thrones series one and a lot of series one of things. Like, it was all basically around one thing and stuff. Like Mando series one was just
Mando
around the one thing, but obviously that was completely new. We're expecting to be given everything that we've been begging for like the last 20 years.
See, my issue is that the Kenobi, have they confirmed a second season?
I think they have, yeah.
See, I wasn't aware that they confirmed, because I thought it was just going to be a standalone six-parter, like a very long movie.
That is what they said.
So yeah. It feels weird that they would now go, oh, guys, hold on, no, there is more, we're just not yet. Later, we'll give you more.
But they have said that they think they consider this first season to be a complete story.
Okay.
And the second season will be a different story.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, just let's just say in episode 6, it all gets sorted. Mace Windu just walks through his like little cave door and is like, how you doing, Obi-Wan? And then Obi-Wan turns around and gives him a big old hug and a kiss.
Now that would be incredible, but I'd also
Mace just says, we've got work to do.
That would be incredible. I'd be a little bit salty because I'd want to see more, but that would definitely be incredible.
Exactly.
Second season coming.
That's why you do a second series.
Imagine if they got to this point and they were like, right, this is weak. We need Samuel Jackson. Get him in for a final credit scene.
Bring him in.
No, I think that would open up the universe so much if Mace Windu was alive.
Yeah, it would. Absolutely.
We know he's alive. We know he's alive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they showed it in live action, God, it would open up so much stuff.
You never know.
Also, just another thing, did we think that we might see a bit of Dagobah in this?
Dagobah?
A bit of Yoda?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I haven't really thought about that.
That's the one thing I was hoping for a lot of it, was that he would and seek wisdom from Yoda, you know, whether he connects with him through the Force and then Yoda then invites him to Dagobah to sort of
pop over, come on,
a bit of council, you know,
have some fish, have some stew.
Well, it all depends on episode 5, where do you think they're gonna go?
Well, the only thing that's making me think of Yoda as well is that Obi-Wan talks so much about how much he loved the puppet Yoda and saying that he really didn't like when they CGI'd him, and he was talking about this in recent interviews with Hayden. And it's like, why would he talk about that? And Hayden was also saying that if he could spend time with anyone, it'd be Yoda.
Yeah,
I don't know, I don't think
Vader's going to be going there.
He will be, he loves it in that little cave around the corner.
That is true, he is there.
He is hanging out there.
Yep.
Doesn't like to come out there,
don't we all?
I've been stuck in this cave so long, I'm bent out of all recognition.
I want to get Aladdin.
Don't we all?
But yeah, I mean, who knows? I'm still loving this series.
Oh yeah, same.
I'm still so happy with it.
And it's tip top.
I'm so happy with how well Ewan's doing.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I'm amazed.
Ewan's doing a fantastic job here. But that brings us to the end of this podcast, boys, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Where's it going to go next week? Well, it's been impossible to predict.
Tune in next week to find out.
Hey, watch. Yeah, you can watch the episode. You just listen here.
Yeah, yeah.
No need to watch it. Cut out the middleman.
Easy. Yeah,
please do make sure to like, share, rate, and comment, and send us all of your favourite moments of 8 Days a Geek, because I believe Ben Pryor is going to be putting together a special. Is that true?
After the poster, I hope.
See, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, everyone at home. That would be a good thing as well. Yeah, if you want to send in your favourite moments, that would help me out a bit. And just say things that particularly stand out to you that made you laugh or that were your favourite points.
Made you cry.
Far. Yeah, thus far of our podding days. Because I'd love to put together a little special in which people can listen to that has some of our best bits, especially if they haven't listened all the way from the beginning, so they can hear some of the gold that we have spouted up until now.
I think the Lord of the Rings episodes will get a lot of listens.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're very serious. Very serious.
His face.
It's just scary.
Back when this was a serious podcast.
We did used to be a serious podcast, by the way.
Very serious podcast.
Yeah, I got in trouble for not being serious in the early days. But
yeah, bloody right.
Yeah, emails, apology emails were sent.
Yep. Yeah. And nothing more was said of it.
Yeah. Yep. And then after that, they sort of just embraced my... What can I say?
Was it Pry who led us astray? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, because I wanted to lead us astray the whole time. So
because you never read any of the things and watched any of the films.
True. Yep. I just want, you know, I'm just me being me. And I've sort of like morphed you guys around my sort of weird life that you've now sort of just, you know, it's not a normal podcast anymore. You set out to be informative, to be, you know, straight cut boys.
Okay, easy now.
Giving information about these films. And I just went, come on, baby, chill out. And you're like, yeah, I like this.
He's right.
I am. Jenks, you love him.
No.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, cheers, everyone.
All the best.
I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 Days a Geek.